And once again, welcome to another exciting edition of the Lunch Special. And welcome to another edition of Shedding Light. I'm your host, Bird, and today, a returning contestant. Now, this ain't no game show now. Dr. Ramsey Salty. And Dr. Ramsey Salty is a full-time lecturer in the Department of African and Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures, which is all part of the Stanford Language Center here at Stanford. And once again, welcome back, Dr. Salty, to KZSU.
Thank you so much, Bird. I had so much fun the last time that I couldn't resist coming back, and you guys were, I don't know, crazy enough or kind enough to invite me back for some
more. It's because you were crazy enough that we did invite you back.
Crazy or crazy? That's the new term now.
Crazy?
Crazy. I'm so hip, I can't stand myself.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing. I had never heard that before. Crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like somebody's last name.
Well, because I'm trying to introduce this wonderful hip music from the Middle East today, and I'm trying to sound like I did 20 years ago.
And this hip Middle Eastern music you're bringing, is it modern, or is it mixed, or is there stuff from all different time periods? Or
that's a great question, Bird, because the last time, I think they told me I overdid the classics, and people wanted to shake their booties, and they wanted something a little more hip.
Who told you that?
Well, you know, some of the listeners, whose names shall be, are being withheld for security reasons. They told me they really enjoyed some of the more contemporary music from the Arab world, and so I brought a vast selection of really nice music, and I'm going to introduce you and the listeners to people like Mashrou' Layla and others who you've never heard of, but after today you're going to be running. Trust me, Bird, you're going to be running to the nearest CD store and buying their CDs.
Okay, are there any booty shakers in there?
You can't have Arabic music and not shake your booty. They go
All right.
Booty and booty hand in
and
hand.
And then we might do a first on this show today, might, but you might have some of your students be calling in today.
You mean someone's actually going to listen when I'm on the air?
I'm not sure. We'll have to find out.
Well, all right. So if you guys don't hear anybody on the air, that means nobody called. So it's just, you know, call me Loser Ramsey.
Dr. Ramsey Salty is our guest for the hour. What do we have up next,
Well,
doctor?
Let me just tell you the song we started with.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, please
sure,
do.
That was by your favorite artist.
Yes.
Fairuz, whose age is eternal, as we now know. And that was a song called Sabah wa Masa. It means morning and evening. And this song is a very recent one. She was in her late 70s when she recorded the song.
Yeah.
And it's a tribute to her husband who had passed away. Her husband was the guy who made her, who created her music, who composed for her for decades. And when she lost him, everybody thought, well, that's the end of Fairuz's career. Fortunately, her son turned out to be also another magical genius and songwriter. And he ended up writing for his mother. So the song Sabah wa Masa, a tribute to her dead husband, is actually written by her son, Ziad Rahbani.
And is she known as the Arabic Barbara Streisand?
I think so. You know, I noticed on Halloween within the Arab community in the States, a lot of people were going as Fairuz in drag.
Oh.
Now, they made very ugly drags because I think Fairuz is so gorgeous, but the tribute, the thought behind it was much appreciated.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, sure. What do we have up next?
Well, I thought we would start the show officially with a very hip and bright song and happy song by Hakim, the Egyptian singer Hakim. It's called Assalamu Alaikum. And as you know, that means peace be upon you.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to say hello to our listener. So Assalamu Alaikum and Hakim.
What number is it on the CD
it's
right now?
Number 2.
Perfect.
And we'll start off with that.
Great.
السلام عليكم طب اس السلام عليكم السلام عليكم السلام عليكم السلام عليكم السلام عليكم We'll be right back.
back with Dr. Ramsey Salty, a full-time lecturer from a real big department here.
Well, it's not part that of the big. It's just that it's got a big title.
It's got a big name.
We don't big name.
It's part of the Stanford Language Center,
yes,
though, right?
Yes, we are. You know, and I'm a full-time lecturer here where I teach Arabic, and I've been here for about 12 years now. And this is the first time in my 12 years where I've been invited to actually share some of my personal passions, like Arabic music. So thank you again, Bird, and thanks to KZSU for inviting me and letting me share this wonderful music from the Arab world with your listeners and with the students.
Totally. Welcome.
Thanks
for bringing it. Who was that we heard?
Well, that was Hakim from Egypt, and the song again was called Assalamu Alaikum. That means hello. So the next time you see an Arab, what are you going to say, Bird?
Assalamu Alaikum.
Very nice. And then they'll go like the Hakim song, and you'll say, yes, I played that on the lunch special.
It's a real booty shaker.
It's a real booty shaker. And talking about booty shakers, we're moving to a really gorgeous booty shaker.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
What's her name?
Her name is Dalida. Unfortunately, Bird, I don't want to be a downer, but she's no longer with us. Dalida was a gorgeous...
She looked good. Well, she looked good while she was
really
here,
really did. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She did her part to make the planet beautiful. And her name is Dalida. She lives on through her music. She's actually Italian, sings in French, but was also born in Egypt.
Wow.
So the song that I'm going to play is called Salma Ya Salama. It is one of her biggest hits in Arabic. And I have to say that this is a special dedication to my best friend of 30-something years, Mahran, who I hope is listening. Mahran, if you're out there, I'm very sorry that I forgot to mention you during my first show. So Bert told me, how come you didn't mention your best friend the last time?
That's right.
Bert, go with me, Bert.
Right.
Yeah, and I said, well, I was waiting to play a Dalida. You can't think of Mahran and not think of Dalida. So the song is actually a remix of the Dalida original Salma Ya Salama song by Dalida, and it has also a Spanish mood to it that's been mixed, so it's total fusion, and it's half Arabic, half Spanish. The song is called Salma Ya Salama.
That's a real booty shaker there, baby. Ramsey, Dr. Ramsey Salty, our guest for the hour.
Yes, indeed.
And how would you categorize that? Is that, it's not modern. It's not modern like today. That's a few years old, right?
It has been remixed. Now, let me see here. I'm not very good in Spanish, but this is kind of a flamenco mix of an Arabic Middle Eastern song. And the Lida was accompanied on the remix by a Spanish singer. His name is Sebastian Abaldonado. Is he Italian or Spanish? I don't know. I just know he's not Arabic with a name like that.
And, what do you think about when this music gets remixed like that? Does it enhance it? Does it make it better?
You know, I definitely think it enhances it. Now, I don't know about I'm not the younger generation anymore.
The purists?
Well, no, let me just say the older generation, because I'm referring to my mom, and she's not very elitist, but she's listening today on the show.
She is?
Oh, yes, my mother is staying with me. Hey, tell her salamu alaikum.
Salamu alaikum.
Although we're not Muslim, we also use that expression.
Good.
And my mom tells me it ruins the music when you remix it, but the kids seem to really enjoy it. It makes Middle East music more accessible to kids at Stanford.
It makes it something new.
And it makes it a lot more of a booty shaker, as you said.
There you go.
You know, my mother's a little too old to shake her booty.
Well, there you go, then.
Uh-oh. Mom, sorry about that.
I can't talk about your mom on the air. I'll get in trouble. But you can.
Oh, yeah. Well, not on the air, though.
She's your mom.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady. I'm so happy.
That's wonderful. What do we have up next, Dr. Salty?
Well, here, I've never, like, really sang or sung on the air, and that's
you going to do it today?
No, but I want you to try to guess the name of the next song, which is...
Okay, let me try to guess the name of the next song.
You won't admit you love me, but so none don't tell you ever... No, Bird.
Perhaps.
Well, would you like to hear perhaps in Arabic?
Sure.
Well, the song is called Bilaks, 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 and it's by Rami Ayash and Abir Nami, a great duet from an album that you can find on the playlist, which Bird is putting online as we speak.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Here it is.
Oops.
Not the...
Oh, sorry about that, guys. Here we go.
قلتي لي بتحبيني وعطول مش رح تنسيني شو صار تعامل فيني بالعكس بالعكس بالعكس
مين قالك يا حياتي بنساك لحظة بحياتي هواك مالي أوقاتي بالعكس بالعكس بالعكس
إذا كان بدك تتسلي
أنا
ولقيتيني موضوع قابل ضلي بعيدي عني ضلي
لا
تراضيني لا مش قابل بدك تعتذري مني
والله
قدام اللي قالوا عني مغرور
ايه مغرور
تيشوفوا اني بالعكس 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 عيونك انت الحياة معناها انت ما بعيش من دونك انت بالعكس بالعكس بالعكس
وحياة عيونك انت الحياة معناها انت ما بعيش من دونك انت بالعكس بالعكس بالعكس
بالعكس بالعكس بالعكس بالعكس بالعكس
بالعكس
بالعكس بالعكس بالعكس
Back with Dr. Ramsey Salty.
Thank you, Bird.
Sorry premier lecturer
that
here at Stanford.
There. I think you were just stunned to hear this beautiful
Well, we both were. We were standing
Arabic
here.
Lyric.
We couldn't believe our ears.
We were shaking our booties. Now, there's an image I'd rather, maybe some people would rather not see me shaking my booty. But,
no, it's not that. It's those shake dancers you brought in the other room.
Well, I had to bring in belly dancers and the whole thing. I mean, we are having a
I was consulting with them.
Yeah, it's a quote-unquote oriental hour today. But, Bird, the next song I want to play has kind of, I really need to say a lot of things about it. And if there's one song that stands out during this show, it has to be this one. It's by Mashrou' Layla. Now, literally translated, that's the Layla Project, which could translate into Project of One Night or a woman's name named Layla, Layla's Project. Either way, they have this CD that is simply amazing. These are young kids, young musicians from the American University in Beirut, and they all live in Lebanon, and they basically put together this amazing CD, which is also called Mashrou' Layla. And when I was on the show the last time, somebody told me, why didn't you play anything by Mashrou' Layla? So I said, well, who are they? They said, well, they are this amazing band or project, and they have these amazing concerts all over Lebanon. They're always sold out. People love to listen to
them. So you didn't know
them.
Who these guys were when you were on before?
So I didn't know. So then I get an email from a young lady named Umayya Mlaib, and she says that she plays keyboards for Mashrou' Layla, and that she would be happy to help me and quote-unquote hook me up with the members of the band who ended up sending me their original CD. Check out the lyrics sheet, all in Arabic.
Now, when you say hook up with members of the band, you don't mean an actual hookup,
right? Very G-rated hookup internet, though I guess that could also be not so G-rated.
Well, when they say hookup now, you know, these kids.
Well, no, that's another topic for another day.
Exactly. That's got a whole other connotation to it.
Well, and then let me tell you how I got the CD. So this young lady, Umayya Mlaib, ended up having a brother who lives in Los Angeles, whose name is Noor Mlaib, who I hope is listening right now. I told Noor that I would thank him on the air for sending me the original CD with the lyrics and everything. I received it in perfect condition. Noor, shukran jazeelan. Yeah.
What a nice
Sadiqi.
Guy.
And also to play, like to choose a song from the CD, Bird, was kind of difficult because they're all such amazing tracks. I'll talk in a second about the track that I chose, but I wanted to say two more thank yous before I play the track. The first goes to Noura Salim, who Noura is in Lebanon right now and is a journalist who is interviewing up-and-coming talents on the Lebanese underground music scene. Mm. And she also told me about Mashrou' Layla. I want to say thank you to Noura. And also to this amazing entrepreneur, this amazing Lebanese-American guy named Habib Haddad. Habib has an amazing website where you can go type in Arabic names that you don't know how to spell, and it would spell them for you. So let's say I told you, you know, the band is Mashrou' Layla. Mm-hmm. Well, what's Mashrou' Layla? How do you type the word Mashrou'? Well, you would go to this website, yamli.com, who Habib, you know, created, mm-hmm. and you enter Mashrou' Layla, and it will find the most common way to spell it, both in English and in Arabic. So it's also an amazing search engine for any time you're trying to search the internet for Arabic websites, but it's perfect for music. Anytime you hear a song and someone says, well, this song is Salaamu Alaikum wa Hakim, you're like, what? How do you write Salaamu Alaikum? Well, go type type in Salamu Alaikum, and it will know. It kind of learns how what you're trying to say.
And so, what's the name of the website again?
It's yamli.com. That's YAMLI.com. And the young man who created the site, his name is Habib Haddad, is just this amazing, shining talent in terms of technology and Lebanon and how to bring the Arabic language and make it more accessible for students and listeners in the United States.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Bert. So the song is called Fasatin, literally translated, that means dresses. My students in intermediate Arabic at Stanford know the lyrics by heart. I hope that they're going to be singing along to the song.
Great.
And here it is. It's called Fasatin by Mashrua Layla.
تذكري لما قلتي لي انك رح تتزوجيني بلا فلوس وبلا بيت تذكري كنت تحبيني مع اني مش داخل دينك تذكري كيف كنا هيك تذكري لما امك شافتني نايم بيت اختك قالت لي انسى عنك واتفقنا نضلنا هيك بلا دور وطنطنت بلا كرافات وصبحية لا ما كيف نسيتي كيف نسيتيني ومشطيلي شعري وبعتيني عالدوام كيف بتمشطي مشطيني مسكتيلي ايدي وعدتيني بيجي ثورة كيف نسيتي كيف نسيتيني تذكري لما قلتي لي انك ناوية تتركيني بلا فلوس وبلا بيت
Back now with Dr. Ramsey Salty, picking the tune today. And there's a possibility, we just found out, that you might be back on the air doing basically a show of your own for an hour, filling in for our Middle Eastern professor, Joel Bainan.
Seriously, well, that would be a fantastic honor. They're big shoes to fill, but I would try my best.
Before the end of the show today, we'll find out for sure and then see if that's going to work out. And people can tune in and catch you then.
Well, that would be
might
great.
Even be this Thursday.
I think what happened, Bert, is you heard Mashrua Layla, and now you want me on the air all the time because I'm bringing this delicious music.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
But what did you think of them? Weren't they amazing?
I thought they were amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And these are all original creations. The tracks are all written by the band. They're performed, and they have a really cool video that's playing all over the Arabic like MTV type stations, and the video's addictive, the video clip as well as the song. So it was my pleasure to play Masrour Leila to you and premiere it on KZSU today.
Thank you very much. Who's up next?
Well, since we're talking about young, talented musicians and songwriters from Lebanon, I thought we would stay with the same theme for yet another track. This time I would like to say a big hello and marhaba and shukran to Zaid Hamdan, who is this young musician in Lebanon who was part of a group called Soap Kills, As Sabun Yaqtul, and I played one of their songs on the last track, but apparently I made a mistake and I'm going to correct it now. Zaid Hamdan is no longer with Soap Kills, though he's very proud of his achievements and successes he's had with Soap Kills. He's now part of Shift Z, and they're featuring a wonderful new singer. Her name is Hibal Mansouri. Hibal Mansouri has this new song along with the Baalbek project, and it's by Shift Z featuring Hibal Mansouri. The name of the song is called Sah en Noom, which kind of means good morning in Arabic, and the album is has that name, and the track is called Fog en Nakhal. Now, what's interesting is that Hibal Mansouri herself is not Lebanese. I believe she's Syrian, and she's singing an old Iraqi track that they have totally jazzed up and remixed and brought into the 21st century. Fog en Nakhal is a very old tune that I'm sure some of our older listeners would know, but the new listeners or the hipper crowd will want to hear the remix of that. So the best way to do that is to listen to Hibal Mansouri and the Baalbek Project by Shift Z and the mastermind behind the whole thing, Zaid Hamdan, who is a wonderful musician. Here is Hibal Mansouri and the song Fog en Nakhal.
Fog en Nakhal, fog, ya ba fog en Nakhal, fog, madri lama
Mali,
Here once again playing music of mostly of the Middle East, although that one Latino sounding tune sounded more like South of the Border. But
right, which tells you how beautifully sides fit together in music. You can really, really do a lot of things with this new kind of fusion.
Well, the world's getting really small, isn't it?
In some ways, it is. Yes, word.
And musically,
I'm happy to hear. Musically, I think music really is the way to build bridges between cultures.
Sure.
And there's nothing like learning a foreign language through music. So
right.
I learned. You know, I was born and raised in Lebanon, and I grew up speaking Arabic and French. But in the 70s, when the Civil War started in Lebanon and we moved to Jordan, there was no access to the French language. And what I would do is listen to French songs all the time. And I think that helped me maintain a high level of proficiency in French, which I'm happy to say I am able to converse in French today thanks to music.
You parlez-vous?
Parlez-vous français?
Yeah, français.
Je parle arabe et français.
Well, there
anglais.
You go. Okay.
It's good you didn't say, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? That would be something completely different.
I don't.
Well, you wouldn't want to say it to me anyway.
Okay, good.
All right. So
what do we got up next? Well, actually, you wanted to do something with your students at this point, didn't you?
Well, actually, I mean,
you wanted to challenge your students?
I wanted to challenge my students
to see which
if they
one
were
might be listening.
Yeah, but then if they have a class and they couldn't call in, they're going to feel really bad.
You think out of that 120 students you told, do you think one of them might make it?
Oh, my God. Did you have to say that? I told it was supposed to be spontaneous and a surprise, Bert. I'm totally pulling your leg. The number here is 723-9010 in
Arabic.
Yeah, this
is just for your students.
Preferably for my students, yes.
You don't really want to hear from anybody else.
We
don't normally give out the number and tell people to call on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
But you would like to hear from one of your students listening to the show today to find out how they feel about
the
music, right?
It would be nice to get the reaction from one of the younger kids, the younger generation about this music. If you have a chance to call in, that's great. And I'm going to be playing a track that I'll talk about in a second, and maybe you can call in during that track. So the track that I'm going to play, Bird, is called Lil Rali, from the album Lil Rali by May Nasser. It's called Makom Bimshi, and it's also a duet with Lourdes Perez. In Spanish, the track name is Caminare. It's a beautiful soft duet by May Nasser, who, by the way, is going to be performing in concert here in San Mateo on May 8th.
Where?
She'll be at San Mateo College on May 8th from 7 to 10 p.m. You can get tickets for
the
event.
That's a Saturday night.
Do you have anything better than my nosset on a Saturday night?
On May 8th? Well, they got a couple of things. The powwow here at Stanford, not better, but they have a powwow and then the Blues Festival. But for fans of this music.
I wonder if you can multitask and be at both places.
Maybe. Yeah. But for fans of this music, they would really want to catch this person there,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. She's part of the Aswat in concert group, and this year they're bringing May Nasser all the way from Lebanon to perform some of her beautiful songs. And she's one of those singers, you know, who's very simple with a guitar and sings very folk music.
Very good.
The duet you're about to hear is very relaxing, which should maybe encourage some of my students to pick up the phone and dial a few numbers.
And what's that number again?
It's 723-9010. That's 723-9010. 7-2-3-9-0-1-0. Et voilà May Nasser. Shukran.
كل خطوة بتمشوا فيها بمشيها أنا وكل نسمة بتتنشقوها بتحييني أنا ما بعرف شو بتوحولي ولا رح أعرف أنا معكن انتو نغمة جديدة بغنيها فجر جديد رح اصحى وغني لكم انا وين غمركم السكون رح اسكن انا ما بعرف شو بتوحولي ولا رح اعرف انا معكن انتم نغمة جديدة بغنيها مثل الشراع العم بيرفرف طاير فوق البحور كيف هيك بتخلوا قلبي بالأشواق مليان نظرة منكن بتهدى فيي بتملكني بالصميم بلاقي حالي علياني مضطر بي بالأحلام تاركي شراعي للريح وبصير أنا مثل المركب الصغير بين البحور انكباسو غامينوس غامينور dentro del aire que respiras respiraré Yo no sé lo que me inspiras, nunca lo adivinaré. Yo contigo nuevas rimas rimaré. Ondeando vuela, vuelas, tentando amar. Como desvelas mi sedienta sed de amar. نظرة منكن تهدى فيي تملكني بالصميم بلاقي حالي علياني مضطر بي بالأحلام تاركي شراعي للريح وبصير أنا مثل المركب الصغير بين بحور رح أعرف أنا معكن أنتو نغمة جديدة بغنيها Yo contigo nuevas rimas rimaré معكن أنتو نغمة جديدة بغنيها
Okay, Dak, back now with Dr. Salty, and guess what? Yes, there is at least one student listening. There's somebody trying to call right now. You might have another student on the line. But Dr. Wow. Salty, do you want to introduce this student that called in?
Well, I didn't know who it would be, you know, and it was one of my most amazing students. Emma is on the line. Emma, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Emma, what do you think of the show so far?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I'm so glad you're playing the songs they listen to in class all the time.
And what songs did you like best so far?
Probably Belux and Mashiro Leila.
You see, which shows what a hip student you are, Emma, because you didn't pick Fairuz, which is something of my generation.
Well,
you picked the latest.
Too.
Oh, you are not just a good student, but a great diplomat, Emma Johnson. Thank you so much for calling in and for supporting your old teacher here. I feel very, very honored that you called in. And I'm going to dedicate the next song, Emma, to you and to all the intermediate Arabic students I have this quarter. And it's going to be that song that we played in class once. It's a very soft tune by Lassa de Sella called Donne-moi la flûte. And it's called and it's Artinina Yawarani by Lassa de Sella.
And thank you so much for calling in, Emma.
Of course. I'm so glad Ramzi's on. You should have him on all the time. He's awesome.
He might be back on Thursday, so check it out.
Ooh, nice.
All right.
Shukran, Emma.
Now, because we're getting short on time, Dr. Ramzi Salty, we want to thank Emma again for calling in.
Yes, shukran, Emma.
It looks like another student tried to, but it's when we were talking to Emma, so we didn't get a chance to pick up that call. Whoever that was, thank you once again. And see how fast time goes. Now, you might be back on this Thursday. People will need to go to the KZSU homepage. And okay. If you're going to be subbing for Joel Bainan, Blue Velvet will put it up there.
Okay, great.
So that's how people can find out if they want to hear you again this Thursday or possibly next Thursday or possibly both.
Sure. Thank you so much, Bird, for those opportunities.
It really means
a lot to me.
Thank you so much. And what are we going to go out with today?
Well, I thought we'd end with a song in Hebrew and Arabic. It's a duet by Noah and Shab Khalid called Imagine. And I think considering everything going on in the Middle East, it's a nice way to end the show on an optimistic note.
Good.
Imagining a world where peace and prosperity are reigning over the Middle East and where Hebrew and Arabic belong together. Imagined by John Lennon, remade by Noah and Khalid.
Great. Thank you so much. And do stay in touch, Dr. Salty.
Okay, thank you, Bert. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Not only gentle.